Hi everyone, it's Kevin, you're the best thing since water. And you're listening to The Therapy Suite right here on UKF Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. This week, I speak to the crew from the short film Strange Fruit, which portrays domestic violence. Joining us will be Alan Cooper, the executive producer, Andrea Stasher-Ortiz, executive producer, Mirko Linelli, editor. We've got Letizia Matteo, actress, and Naveed Mir, writer, director, and producer. Hi everyone, how's everyone doing?
Hi, Kevin.
Good to see you again. Just for our listeners, this is the first time I'm interviewing five people, so hopefully it all goes well. Look, I think it would be great if we have a little bit of information about the background of people that are with us. So let's start with Alan. Alan, talk to us a bit about your background.
Okay. Well, I am 75 years old, and I came across by pure accident mental health care industry 14 years ago when I took a job for a very, very successful entrepreneur property, but his business was very much mental health care. I took a job at his invitation to become his chauffeur, which turned in a week to his PA. The first trip I took him on was to a hospital that he was vastly enlarging in Yorkshire. I was asked to attend the construction meeting and got a lot of experience in construction. And somebody mentioned anti-ligature. I thought, what's that? Then I found out what it was. And for those of you who might know, it's very much the regime in any mental health establishment. People, unfortunately, in certain situations, want to harm or kill themselves. And so hospitals and the industry is obliged to provide every possible safeguard to ensure that we do our best for that not to happen. Within a week, I understood anti-ligature. Within a month, I pretty much ran a whole door program for the new hospital, 1,000 doors, together with expert advice, of course. And within 6 months, hospital directors were coming to me asking me for how I would specify their anti-ligature regime, which is such a high priority, as you may well know, within mental health establishments. That was 14 years ago. I'm a quick learner, and I've been at it ever since.
Gosh, you've got quite a bit of background in mental well-being, mental health, isn't it?
Yes, I have. I didn't even know what the word anti-ligature really meant. And I'm kind of guessing that everybody might know even more than I did then. Now, who's ever heard of anti-ligature in the room?
I haven't, I was going to say.
Anybody?
No.
No. Okay. Well, as I said, you know, if Jeffrey Epstein, for example, had been retained in a full anti-ligature circumstance, he'd be alive today, unless somebody killed him. Who knows? But people that threaten suicide are put into rooms or environments, as he was supposedly so, only to hang himself with a sheet. Anti-ligature is anything that will go around a person's throat that will cause strangulation. 60% of all anti-ligature strangulations occur while people are laying on the floor, would you believe?
Gosh, wow. Right. Gosh, yeah.
So what they do is they tie a ligature. Picture a radiator. Radiators connect to a hot water. The hot water pipe at the bottom of the radiator is heavily used by people intent on causing harm to themselves because they can lay down, they can tie a ligature, whatever that may be. It could be a bell, a tie, a sheet, around that pipe. Put it around their neck on a slip knot, and then they roll over. You wouldn't be surprised, or maybe you wouldn't. So I became an expert because it was fiercely interesting to me. And well, that was 14 years ago.
Brilliant. Thank you for that. And Andrea, tell us a bit about your background.
Hi, Gavin. Hi, everyone. I'm Andrea Stasher-Ortiz, and I am a clinical psychology resident. My background is exclusively in clinical psychology, and I got into I've always been in mental health. That's the easiest way to say it. I've only ever studied psychology, but it's been a passion of mine for sure. After I spoke very candidly about my own experience with domestic violence at a TEDx talk during the pandemic, I came to find out about this amazing film opportunity. And so it was something that I knew that I had to be a part of because it was such a phenomenal script and a great cast to go along with it. And most importantly, Navid's just amazing vision of how to depict sort of the ominous, but the reality, the ominous reality of what it was like for a lot of women during quarantine, or not just women, but survivors and thrivers during the quarantine. So mental health is a passion of mine. I like to call myself an influencer because I'm really big on holistic health and healing. And I tell people your mind, body, and spirit health and wellness determines every outcome you have in your entire day. So it's not just a personal passion. It's also something that I'm very adamant about advocating for on behalf of veterans, women survivors of trauma, domestic abuse, children, people of all ages. But most importantly, my passion lies with just being a voice for voiceless people and representing vulnerable populations who might not otherwise be seen or heard, because I believe that having a privileged background is a gift, in the sense of it's a gift to give away, something to help better the community, to make things better around me, not to sort of hold to myself, to pump myself up. Everyone doesn't have the privilege of getting a phenomenal education. People are saying they can't hear me. I'm not sure what that means.
We can hear you, Sasha. Don't worry, we can hear you. Go on.
We're not always able to get a top-notch education like I was blessed to be able to do. So for me, it always meant being able to give back to my community in a way that was significant. So here I am. Thanks for having me.
That's great. What a great background. Thank you. Next with us, we have Mirko. Mirko, tell us a bit about your background.
Yeah, Gabby. Well, first of all, thanks for having me here. Yeah. And my background is quite funny, because I started to be a chef, like, honestly, back in Italy a few years ago. And making videos always been like a passion of mine. During the pandemic, I use and try to utilize all this free time that most of the people likely we have to study and improve my skills in the video editing through courses and a lot of practice as well, tutorial online and stuff like that. And I had the pleasure to meet Navid maybe 3 years ago now, and we had the chance to work on different projects, which is even the reason why I met Alan, because he collaborated on us on another project, like the very first short movie that Navid and I we work on. And since then, we share like the editing suites, and we never stop like seeing each other. It's like we always like sharing ideas and projects. Every time I go, like an occasion that I can bring Navid on, I'm more than happy to, you know, like raise up his name. It does pretty much the same with me. And yeah, it's been a long journey coming, and I'm so happy for this.
Brilliant. Excellent. And Letizia, tell us a bit about your background.
Hello.
Hello. But before I listen, I interviewed Letizia years ago, and she's very gutsy. She moved to the UK. She's an actress. And then she moved to the unfortunately, she went to the US. Letizia, yeah. How you doing? Tell us. Talk to us.
Thank you, Gavin, for advancing in my intro, helping me out.
Sorry.
Yes, so like you said, I'm an artist, especially a dancer and an actress for around 6 years now. And you know how this career is. It has a lot of ups and downs. And that's why mental health has been pivotal for me. And that's what we talk about in our first interview, how to deal with mental health using spirituality. And when I met Navid somewhere along those years, he told me about this project, and I was on because I can't relate too much to what women experience, you know, and especially what artists also go through during this hard first years of our career. So that's me.
Absolutely. I remember you talked about chakras. I can't remember.
yeah. How to unblock chakras in the body.
That's right. And through Letizia, I met Navid. Navid, mm-hmm. Let's talk to Navid. He's the man behind Strange Fruit. And he's a director, he's a writer and a producer. Naveed, I know I've done the same for you. I've told everyone what you do. But talk to us about your background.
Hi, Gavin. Good to be back again. Thank you for having us all. So, yes, I graduated from University of Greenwich in theater and philosophy. And since then, in the beginning, I pursued my acting career. But as Leticia mentioned, there were good days and bad days. But I've always wanted to write and learn more towards the directing and producing and putting the projects side of things. Because my philosophy is while we are putting ourselves out there and waiting for opportunities to happen, nothing is stopping us from creating our own opportunities. So all these lovely people I've met within my journey, Alan, Mirko, 3 years ago on a networking event, looking for actors for my first short film. And since then, they are my day ones, my collaborators. Like Mirko said, just recently, he puts my name forward. We are in talks doing many projects. Alan, who's always been, as he's explained, his extensive background with mental health, has been a key collaborator, a mentor. And then obviously Sasha, seeing our campaign and bringing her expertise on this amazing project. It's been an amazing journey.
Thank you for that, Naveed. And, you know, it was great to meet you, obviously, for Letizia. I know I've interviewed yourself before as well. So, you know, and it's great to see how far you've come and how things are going. You all met on Cinebooth, is that right? Talk to me, Naveed, about Cinebooth and how you all kind of got together kind of thing.
So Cinebooth, as Mirko mentioned, he was making the transition from his previous role. And we kind of started talking about films. Letitia also via Cinebooth is like a networking event. They're doing great things now. They've opened their own short film festival. So Cinebooth wanted to collaborate, although they kind of provide a platform for short and indie filmmakers to kind of promote themselves. This was something unique they did with Strange Fruit, that they kind of affiliated their name and brand with the movie. And they brought all these people that come to their networking event and kind of helped me as a new upcoming novice filmmaker to provide me with all this wealth of experience of, you know, people who've been coming to their events. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Let's talk about Strange Fruit. Tell us a bit about Strange Fruit and what it's all about.
So the Strange Fruit synopsis is it's about, we've got our five protagonists. Zaida, who allows these women who have suffered domestic violence to seek refuge within her small flat. And basically the world that is created in the story is that, like it happened during the pandemic in most probably third world countries and communities with lesser resources, where everything was stretched to the maximum from the hospitals to food, water, just the basic supplies. So in the story, we've created a world that we are 1 year into this pandemic. There's a lack of resources, military is deployed, there is a sense of chaos outside, and these women are surviving. And, you know, as they're sharing the space, all the tension within is rising. And then there is a knock at the door, which kind of divides the room, that whether they should let this omnibus new person let in, should they help them or should they not? So I leave it at there. People can watch the film and, you know, find out what happens. But yeah, that's the crux of the story.
Brilliant. We're just going to a quick ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line. Ships Registry. The Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
So Naveed, thanks for telling us a bit about Strange Fruit and a general gist about the storyline. What inspired you to write Strange Fruit, and what does the project mean to you?
So it's personally, without going in too much detail, I've had a very turbulent upbringing, and I've been exposed to domestic violence. I wanted to write and make a film which kind of highlights this, but the challenge was to show that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and you know, to move the story towards a positive end. Hence, I would tell everyone to go watch Sasha's TED Talk and her and other influencers that I was kind of looking up to while writing the film, how they went through this ordeal and came on top of it. And then just reading stories. There's an article by Amanda Taub from New York Times, just reading about how domestic violence is heightened. Now people are stuck in the same space. And, you know, also talking to people and this stigma around domestic abuse and mental health issues, especially within the Southeast Asian community, where there's a lot of gaslighting, victim blaming and shaming because of lack of education or support and the resources, and often, you know, situation going from bad to worse. Like I mentioned before, I've seen this firsthand, and it was something that I wanted to, you know, write about, talk about, and
that kind of... Gosh, that's, yeah, it's very, I mean, you've done a few kind of takes on it, haven't you? And you can tell there's a lot of tension. You can really feel, I think you depicted that really well to, you know, depict the amount of tension and what's going on, the sensitivity of the subject matter, you know? Basically, what is Strange Fruit relation with domestic violence and mental well-being? And what did you want to point out in the film?
So obviously we feel that domestic violence, I mean, it's just physical, but there's a range of how this abuse takes place. And all these different characters have different backstories. Cause domestic violence, it could include, economical, sexual, emotional, psychological, intimate partner violence. It could include stalking, sexual and physical violence, and psychological aggression, from former partner or current partner. So in the earlier drafts, as Alan, who, if you would like to talk about it, because he's been part of the journey from the beginning, the backstory was going a lot within these individual stories. But then again, with filmmaking, we adjust according to our resources and budgeting as we're moving forward. So a lot of got chopped out. But yeah, so it was just the first step is starting a conversation, you know, of any problem, like acknowledging it. And that's what I want to do with the film is just start a conversation. And yeah.
Brilliant. Alan, did you want to jump in there or anything? I know Naveed mentioned you. You don't have to. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I know he mentioned you. So did you want to mention anything about being involved with Strange Fruit?
Yes, of course. As Naveed just said, I first became acquainted with him with his first film, the film called Appetence. And he approached me asking, would I do a taped audition for the lead male role? And I said, no. He said, what? I said, no, I don't like doing taped auditions. This is what I've done in the past. Have a look at that. And he said, yeah, okay, you got the part. You got it, kid. Quote from another very famous audition. So we very quickly sort of got very, very deep into that film, which works on a number of different psychological levels, but we're not here to talk specifically about that. And I, as I do, thought very hard about the character and surfaced the whole, in, as I saw it, the meaning of the film. And we kind of got talking, and it's never stopped since then. Each day we talk in the same way, at the same cerebral level. So I think we did very well with that first film. Naveed did extremely well. And it received some awards, and it, as it well deserves. But from day one, I was connected to Naveed, his philosophy, his direction, and I understood him. And I think he understood that I understood him, because it hasn't stopped. The next project he had was this one. And I've kind of been there from day one. I invested in Naveed. Not in the film. I invested in Naveed because I see an incredible future for him. He knows what I think. And when I learned of the budget and the money they'd received to that point, they were a lot of money short. And I was so invested that I said, there you go, do it. And I gave the money to complete, make the film. And we've just grown closer in respect of film, and I think in many ways, professionally, since then.
That's brilliant, Alan. And I think it's great that you're also absolutely, Naveed's great, and investing into him, and also, you know, Strange Fruit and what it means, and, you know, bringing more awareness around domestic violence. I think it's a great thing that you've done, you know. Naveed, do you think, I know timing is everything usually, I think it's been since I don't want to mention COVID-19, but we have to mention it, isn't it? It was around that period, unfortunately. Well, we had COVID-19, unfortunately, but it was around that period that this was all kind of going off, isn't it? And I know at that time, I was reading about statistics where domestic violence was going up because people were with the person that was unfortunately perpetrating against them. So it sounds like it was really good timing for you to kind of push this going forward. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, as we know, yeah, COVID was the pandemic, but domestic violence is an epidemic. There is never any time there is an event where there is a lot of drinking or a football match. Like the domestic abuse, the cases go up. So like many people are facing challenges from the film industry, trying to do a film as a new filmmaker under these circumstances was a mission on its own. Yes, the ideal situation would have been the film to be released within when the pandemic was happening. That was the initial plan. But like with filmmaking, you know, everything takes time. And for the better, to be honest. So for me, thinking about as the pandemic was over and I had discussions with my executive producers, my editors, my actors, and I was like, okay, so pandemic is over, but the other topic, which is very important, domestic abuse, is still at hand. So we kind of tilted the movie more towards domestic abuse and creating awareness for it and just putting the pandemic at the background, as you saw in the film. It is another character that it's playing in the background, but this topic at hand was more important to highlight.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sasha, how did you find Strange Fruit online and what stood out for you to make you take action and get involved and get in touch with the team?
That's a great question, Gavin. I think that initially it was like everyone has kind of talked about, we were in the midst of the pandemic. We were all quarantined around the world. I'm in Texas, in the United States. And so I, at the time, was seeing patients every single day virtually. So I was working with men and women from my area who were in a various situations, some of whom were also caught in the midst of domestically abusive or violent home lives that they were stuck in. And so I literally had a desk set up in my room because everyone in my house was kind of sheltered in place together unexpectedly. And so I had to work from my bedroom because I didn't have an office at my house at the time. And so, I mean, I was like putting up a shield, a screen so that you couldn't see my bed behind me. But I literally would sit in my room for 6, 7, 8 hours a day listening to these narratives. And I would go for walks at nighttime to kind of try to clear my mind and just kind of reset myself. And I had this urgency that I had to do something else other than listen, or, you know, not just that giving therapy is not helpful, but I felt a strong pull in my heart to do something more. And I had just auditioned for the TEDx talk that I ended up being chosen to give. And so it was heavily on my mind to do something else, because it wasn't a guarantee, right? I wasn't sure that. In fact, I knew they weren't going to pick me. In fact, I said, never, which, you know, never name the well from which you will not drink. So I said, they'll never select me. So I got to do something else. And so I got busy doing research online, as there was no community service you could do, right? You couldn't go anywhere. There was no places you could go to, you know, most places weren't accepting donations because of possible cross-contamination. And so anywho, I came across this website that was describing Strange Fruit. And I swear it might have been the first thing that popped up, and they had a giving campaign for different levels of producer roles. So kind of like Alan said, they had been clear that they needed money to produce the film and to, you know, really get it off the ground. And so when I read the synopsis of it, I mean, my heart jumped out of my throat onto the screen practically, just to see like what I had been listening to, what I had experienced kind of fleshed out right in front of me in black and white letters. It just spoke to me. And so I got in touch with Naveed and Vlad and Naveed. And people are saying there's no sound. There is sound. I got in touch with Vlad and Naveed, and at that point in time, they told me, you know, what they needed, and I kind of just got started with giving. And then at some point, I think eventually the TED Talk thing happened, and so Naveed was like, "Oh, we should use that," or, you know, I think that really speaks to even more so to the narrative, like you said earlier. So the bottom line is, there was no way to not get involved.
That's pretty special. Fantastic. I think it's brilliant that you know, you've been involved, especially with your background and everything as well. Has it been working with the team?
It was amazing. I'm asking my viewers if they can't hear, because they're saying they can't. it's been amazing. I was unfortunately not able to get out to the UK like I had planned, because I was in graduate school getting my PhD at the time. I'm now Dr. Ortiz, yay. But graduate school kind of put me in a position to not be able to, like I wanted, participate in person. But what I was able to do was to give. And so it was amazing attending things virtually with the team to get day-to-day updates. Like Alan said, I don't talk to Naveed nearly as much as I would like to, but checking in with Naveed was always great to hear how things were going, just asking them what they needed week to week. And then for the most rewarding component, I think, was being able to have a hand in the script and being asked, you know, to review it and put my own, you know, insights into it from a mental health perspective, as well as a Thriver perspective. And so that was very rewarding to be able to, I don't know, people are saying they can't hear. This is strange.
Just for our listeners, Sasha's recording live on Instagram, so maybe there's some sound issues, but we can still hear you. And so, yeah, that's the main thing.
It was phenomenal. It was phenomenal getting in involved in, like I said, it was really a labor of love, but it became clear reading the script that, like I said, how could I not be involved? So it's been great overall.
Fantastic answer. And Alan, what stood out for you, you know, with, I know you mentioned already a lot about being involved with Strange Fruit, but what specifically really stood out for you to reach out about Strange Fruit?
I have always been an advocate of protecting women or men that have been physically or mentally abused. Like Naveed, I saw some in my very, very early years. So I had personal experience of it. And I saw, like I said before, I saw in Naveed almost, if you like, a kindred spirit. You know, he and I shared the same principles. Naveed has been working in a linear route with everything that he's written. He always talks about deep psychological issues in relationships. And this is one of the more extreme ones, of course. And he's exceptionally good at that. And I think we're probably going to go on for as long as I'm around. I have no doubt that he will do incredibly well if he follows this same route that he's following now, including Strange Fruit.
Brilliant, brilliant. We're just going to a quick ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet, mix with water, and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So thank you everyone so far for, you know, talking about Strange Fruit and how you've all been involved. Letizia, you were going to play the character of Javaria. However, you moved to the US. Tell us a bit about the character you was going to play.
So Javeria, or Javeria, how I pronounce it, she was a character that got there kind of like accidentally, even moving to a foreign country. That's how I portray the character, that she really didn't want to move, but she did it for love. And then once she was there, she was trying to get used to the culture and the language and everything, but never really like stuck to her. And now she's in the situation, foreign language, she doesn't understand. So a very vulnerable character, I would say.
It must take a lot of energy with, acting and, you know, talk to us a bit about that. How you do that? Because actors and actresses go through a lot, isn't it? In terms of you've got to bring on those emotions, and you know it kind of goes out. How does it exactly work?
Well, they say that tension is actually the enemy of the actor, and we are living with a lot of tension. So one of the fundamental things about acting properly is relaxation. One second. Somebody was calling me, sorry. So being able to relax and center and ground in your body first before embodying any character or trying to invoke any emotion is crucial for an artist.
Do you think that playing that role was one of your most intense roles, or have you had roles which are more intense than that, or maybe about the same?
Well, the whole situation was very intense in this particular role. You know, the anxiety and the claustrophobic ambience of the scene, it was pretty intense. But at the same time, it was so short because I had to move to the US, like you mentioned, that I didn't really get to really dig deep into that character. So, yes, I would say that I have played more intense characters.
Of course, brilliant. Mirko, you and Navid have collaborated on several projects, like you mentioned.
Yeah, correct.
In the editing process, do you work closely with him as an editor?
Yeah. Navid and I, we always have like a very good rhythm in terms of editing. Although sometimes, you know, like with private life, client, it's not always easy to squeeze a couple of extra hours of editing. But I believe like Navid and I, we have like a very good discipline in terms of working. And sometimes, as strange as it can sound, we were actually waking up quite early in the morning just to, you know, push in a couple of extra hours of editing before going to work. But yes, like both of us, we always put like hands on in the editing process. Like at the very early stage of the editing process, Navid was going through the footage, selecting the best clips, and and then is where actually I was coming into play and start putting like the real project together. This is called Rough Cut, and then from that point onwards, basically is like a back and forth between me and him, sharing the timeline, basically having a look, sharing ideas, movies, where we can get inspiration from. And it's very cool to see like, you know, how different style and idea can mesh up together and, you know, create something better than probably a single person can do on his own. I believe like this collaboration, like as the previous before, and it's not just about like, you know, making sure that ourselves is always on track, but it's just like even inspiring ourselves to move always like a little bit further. And this is what I think is like make like the relationship I do have with Navid not only about work, but he's also like a friend of mine, very, very solid. I'm so glad to work and meet this gentleman over there.
Thank you, Mirko. I would just like to add to that question you asked, Gavin. Yes, it's a very tedious process. You know, what people don't understand is like obviously filming is divided into three parts. You know, you got your pre-production, you got your production, then you go post-production. And normally post-production, you're in the lab cooking up everything together, because you need to bring all that footage, that sound, everything in a very cohesive way. And you have to enjoy each other's company, because it takes anything between 4 to 5 hours, days to weeks to months, in this case a year. And as we are learning and growing with each other, necessarily sometimes that delay is a blessing, because you're learning and acquiring new skills and putting that idea into your filmmaking journey. So as much it could be frustrating, like, I made this film a year ago and, you know, why is it not finishing and I've got other things to do, and you're watching it on repeat a million times, but it all is a part of the process. And like as Mirko said, I'm extremely lucky to have him in my life, because it's a collab, and all of these people over here, because it's a collaborative process. It's not a one-man job. So,
absolutely. Yeah. It sounds like the relation between editor and director, just talking generally, needs to be really airtight, and there must be very good rapport, because it obviously must help with the editing part and bringing it all together. Would that be right?
Yes. As they say, the film is made three times. Once when you're writing it, second time when you're directing it, and third time when you're editing it. It could be a completely different film. You give the same footage to three different editors and they'll give you three different movies. So it's very important to, like, trust each other, you know, and yeah, putting your egos aside and doing what serves the project in the best possible way. And yeah.
It sounds like from the point you write it, but then you get to the point of editing, and it actually, when you see it, you're like, this does not look the same.
and now at the moment, Mirko knows this and Alan knows this. This last film that I shot, we had so many challenges, missing footage, didn't complete this. Now we are experimenting, actually rewriting the narrative of the film in the editing room. So that's going to be an experience that I'm looking forward to. I hope Mirko is also.
Absolutely. And you had to work and direct 5 different actors from different countries. Is that right?
Yes. We had Karina in France. We had Erica and Eleonora in Italy. So, and the group actually met for the first time a couple of hours before the shoot. So I was extremely lucky, although I was speaking to all of them on individual basis, on their characters, having rehearsals in smaller groups, just getting what we can. But I was extremely lucky to have talented actors that kind of just, they gelled together, because this film is such an ensemble piece. Like, they have to portray that they've been in a close like setting for more than a year, eating and breathing and living in this environment. So as you've seen in the film, nobody would ever think that they met a couple of hours before. So that's the beauty of having wonderful actors on board.
That's brilliant. I think you've done a fantastic job, because I saw it about, as I said, a month and a bit ago, and you know, very intense. You know, what's next for you? Have you got any other films in the pipeline?
Yes, we are always, there's a look at
there's
Alan.
Always something, I know, Naveed, that's why I brought it up. you probably wrote them about a few years ago.
I just met him 2 days ago, and half of our conversation is like, mate, you need to take a break. And I'm like, we got to keep going, because as we know, as my collaborators know, each project is in a different stage of production, you know. So with some people, you're just talking an idea. With some people, you're writing a script. So right now, what we've got on our hands is this movie that we shot in February that we need to edit. I've written another script. We're preparing pre-production for that. Mirko has been introducing me to the people he know. They want to collaborate. We are also helping actors producing showreels. So, yeah, I think this year is looking good. We're looking busy. Yes, Mirko, you ready?
It sounds like we've got a few more radio shows to go, Naveed.
We are here whenever you invite us.
If people want to reach out to you, just touch base with yourself. How can people get in touch with yourself, who's seen a booth or for yourself, or...
Yeah, I'm on. You can follow everything I do on my IG, Instagram, naveedmir.uk. Yeah.
Brilliant. Mirko, if people want to get in touch with you, have you got, are you on the social media as well?
Yeah, same. my name on Instagram is mirko.iannelli underscore videographer, and you can on my profile you can get access to my portfolio and see all the work I've done so far. So yeah.
Brilliant. Alan?
Well, I'm a working spotlight actor. I have a professional agent. Navid obviously knows all of this. I act because I enjoy it. And I'm on IG. I'm also heavily on Facebook, of course. So you'll get me through Navid.
Yeah, if you follow me, agent. You get Alan.
Brilliant, brilliant. And Letizia, where can people find you?
I'm Letizia with a Z, Mateo in all platforms. Even if you Google it, I appear the first one. So,
brilliant. And Sasha?
I am sasha.bthu.socialite.
Thanks for everyone coming today. I think it's been brilliant. I think what you're doing, Navid, is brilliant. I think what everyone's doing and being involved is fantastic. It's a, you know, domestic violence is a very serious issue. Any awareness around it, I think, is, you know, well needed, you know. So thank you, everybody, for coming.
Thank you for inviting us.
And thank you to our listeners. You know, you can find me on Instagram at GavinJ417. Until next time, take care.